Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to David in Atlanta. David, how you doing, my friend?
Thank you, Cheryl. Good to be back with you. Quickly, with
you're
that
feeling,
last gentleman.
That
last
good?
Gentleman. Yeah, I'm doing much better, thank you. Thank you very much for thinking of me. Bless you, my friend.
Are you a Georgia Bulldog fan?
You know, I'm a diehard Saints fan, I can tell you that. I was in Tulane Stadium September of 67 when Gilliam ran the kickoff back.
I was right there with you, my friend, but I knew
remember
that.
Remember Al Hurd played when the Saints go marching in?
Played when the Saints go marching in. And actually, if I remember correctly, there was a hot air balloon over
That's
the
right.
stadium that day. Yep. So, David, so the Bulldogs win national championship first time since 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to them, for sure. Go ahead, David.
Okay, the last gentleman said something about it's a government mandate. Look, I go out occasionally. I don't want to get into an elevator with someone who's not vaccinated or not wearing a mask. This new virus is very highly super contagious, and the government, the Constitution of the United States gives government the right to promote the general welfare. You promote the general welfare by mandating certain people get vaccinated or wear a mask. So to me, it's a cut and dry issue. I don't have the right to drive drunk. It would be ludicrous to say.
But David, let me interrupt you one right here. Part of the problem is, and you know where I've been on this issue, is looking at the science. And now they're saying that as it relates to Omicron, cloth masks, not of much value at all.
I have N95.
Vaccine, not of much value. So when we do these mask mandates, you know, it would seem to me we might be better served if we said KN95 or, you know, or an N95. Those seem to be the ones that are going to make significant difference. All others, maybe not so much.
Jeff,
this is coming. This is coming from the CDC. I mean, you know.
I want to talk politics in a minute, but, you know, a few weeks ago, you and a gentleman were discussing these electric vehicles, and that's where the country's headed, no doubt about it. What happens in a hurricane when everybody runs out of gas on the interstate in a traffic jam? You know, I'm always looking for new investments, and I'm totally blind, but I get my news with speech software, thanks to the National Federation of the Blind. There was an article in the New York Times business section a few weeks ago. This is marvelous technology, and this is very, very doable. Did you know there's new technology that could put charging devices under the roadway? You could be driving down the I-10 headed to Baton Rouge while your electric vehicle is being charged while you're headed on down the highway. Now, that's incredible technology. And, you know, speaking of technology, there was an article, again, I think it was in the New York Times.
Look, there's a lot of incredible technology out there. The question is, can we afford it? We can't afford to maintain our own interstate system now.
Well, but
much
look,
less,
you know,
much less putting the technology underneath concrete that will generate air to, I forgot what they call it, air to something friction that actually helps charge these batteries. I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Well, maybe it will happen. And, you know, look, I remember when electronic calculators were very expensive. Now you can buy them for like $4.95.
Yeah, well, that was in 1970-something.
Okay, and, you know, one other thing. There's something called a quantum computer. The Chinese have a head start on us. With certain companies like Google and Honeywell and Microsoft, they're working on quantum computers. They gave this quantum computer a problem in China to solve. It took 3 minutes. If that very same problem were given to the world's most sophisticated, quickest, fastest computer, it would take 10,000 years to solve that very same problem. Now, I'd like to ask you a question. When you were sheriff of Jefferson Parish and you had a report that the Gretna Courthouse was under attack, police officers were being beaten with flagpoles, fire extinguishers, Would you watch it on TV or would you take action? Now, you took an oath of office, and I'm saying you in general. I know you would certainly do the responsible thing, no doubt about that. But if someone were in that position, as the President of the United States was, would you watch it on TV and gloat? And when your daughter runs in and says, "Daddy, please do something about this," you go back and rerun and watch it and gloat. Now, that's a violation of your office. That is a federal felony. Should the president be criminally prosecuted, in your opinion, President Donald John Trump?
Well, first off, I think he was wrong to delay in going out there. But whether or not he has a legal obligation to do so as opposed to a moral obligation is really the question. And
there is a law that says you cannot, you must take action. I can't quote the exact part of the law, but there is a Lawrence Tribe has said it many times on MSNBC. There is a provision of federal law, evidently, that President Trump clearly violated. It's a felony punished by 20 years in prison.
Well, but let me say this, okay? If that's in fact the case, then when there were the George Floyd protests and riots around, and he went in and tried to do something and was prevented from doing same, the net law should apply to those that prevented him from trying to do something. And that was not the case. So I think it's a matter of convenience that a lot of these legal pundits are saying, and these are ideologues that are saying what they're saying for the purposes of perpetuating this democratic scheme relative to the president. I think he was wrong. I think he was wrong holding a rally that day. I think all of those that participated were selling a pig and a poke. This constitutional republic was never set up where one individual, namely the vice president, could eliminate the outcome, the results of an election. When you think of all the safeguards and the balance of powers, provisions, and protections that we have, why would they allow that to happen? But there are those that went down that road, and I think they were goofy for doing it. I think they were idiots for doing it, quite frankly.
I think they should get. And, I think.
And the reality is that we were selling a pig and a poke. Now, stupidity is not illegal. If that was the case, we would be spending gobs of money on prison cells.
But violence is illegal.
Yeah, violence is illegal, but I don't know that this particular law that people are referring to is as easy connecting the dots as some folks think it is. Because if it is, as I said before, when he tried to exercise that power to prevent damage being done to federal buildings and alike across this country, then there should not have been an impediment. If it's as sacrosanct as everybody wants to believe that it is. But it's not. And as much as we want to say, the building of Congress is a building. And it's no different than the administration of law, the administration of justice in a federal courthouse. And I know we try to draw that distinction, and people have called me out for it, but there's no difference.
Well, you know, I can't explain or condone other acts of violence. I condemn all of it. And when I think of the men and women who gave their life in the ultimate sacrifice to establish this country so we could have free elections from the time of the Revolutionary War, and this group of neo-Nazi, fascist, racists like the Proud Boys were essentially trying to overturn and essentially erase the sacrifices they made to establish an authoritarian government, it makes my blood boil. And I think even death sentence should be issued because police officers died as a consequence. This was an act of revolution. This was treason and sedition. And I think even the ultimate punishment should be considered for these people convicted and comforted the people who committed those crimes.
Well, you know, I think sedition is a little bit of a strong word. I don't really believe that Trump himself ever said that he wanted folks to overthrow the authority or the state at that
point.
Well,
he shouldn't stop it.
And that's the problem. Well, what was he, you know, look, I mean, we can argue this till the cows come home. I mean, the fact of the matter, half of those people that were in the building at that point in time didn't even know what was going on anywhere else. So, I mean, the reality is that there were failures on all fronts. From a security standpoint, they had intelligence information. Nobody wanted to do anything about it. We deal with this stuff all the time. And I wanted a commission. I wanted a commission to bring everybody in front of it, including Nancy Pelosi, the leaders of the House, leaders of the minority party on both sides, and have everybody go under oath. Because then and only then will we know what the ultimate truth is, and then let everybody suffer the consequences of their actions.
Right.
But
that's
not what we're going to get. Why? Because there are people on both sides of the aisle that have what? Culpability. It's not as clean. It's not as clean as some people want everybody to believe.
And there are people like Steve Bannon, Mark Meadows, defying the will of the people, a congressional subpoena. Now, you don't have to agree with the duties.
They have every right to assert whatever they believe their legal protections are, and they have to suffer the consequences of saying.
But they should also abide by the dictates of the Congress of the United States representing the people. Yeah, they have a right to. They also may very well go to jail. You would admit it's illegal to defy a subpoena. You could be sent to jail for that.
You heard me say they suffer the consequences of their actions. And you know, if we want to give Congress the power of this oversight to conduct these independent investigations, then, you know, every one of those guys and gals up there suffer the consequences, whether they like it or not. They're the ones that perpetuated this authority.
This is cut and dry. They're defying and breaking the law by not honoring the subpoena.
I've said it all along. Let's keep it simple, stupid, because the more that we do so and we don't try and complicate this issue, the more people that actually will suffer the consequences of their actions. But what we're doing is we're engaging in overreach to try and curry some political leverage of a future election. And any time that we're engaged in that, we lose sight of what our justice system is all about.
Richard Nixon said the American people have a right to know if their president is a crook.
I think
the American people should know what happened, and everyone should cooperate and abide by the law. Sheriff?
And I believe that there should be an investigation of Hunter Biden. But do I believe it's going to happen?
That's fine with me, too. I thank you for the time you gave me.
I don't believe it's going to happen. We will be right back. 504-260-1870. Give us a shout. Open lines. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.